You're listening to SBS News.
In characteristic Donald Trump style, news of his planned, then cancelled talks with Taliban leaders at the Camp David presidential compound in Maryland came via his Twitter feed. "They were coming to the United States tonight," he tweeted. The tweets continued, "Unfortunately, in order to build false leverage, they admitted to an attack in Kabul that killed one of our great, great soldiers and 11 other people. I immediately cancelled the meeting and called off peace negotiations. What kind of people would kill so many in order to seemingly strengthen their bargaining position? They didn't. They only made it worse. If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks and would even kill 12 innocent people, then they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway. How many more decades are they willing to fight?" The tweets came just as the US and the Taliban appeared set to clinch a historic deal that would enable the US to withdraw troops from Afghanistan and launch peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. But the White House has now recalled its special envoy to Afghanistan, and further negotiations are on hold. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the US will continue to put pressure on the Taliban and provide military support for Afghan troops.
"In the last 10 days, we've killed over 1,000 Taliban. And while this is not a war of attrition, I want the American people to know that President Trump is taking it to the Taliban in an effort to make sure that we protect America's interests. We will never give up."
He says real progress had been made in talks with the Islamic group, which controls or heavily influences about half the country.
"We had a commitment from the Taliban to make a formal public announcement that they would break with Al-Qaeda, something that an American demand that had gone back as far as President Bush. We were making progress along the way. President Trump was supportive of those efforts. But make no mistake, we're not going to withdraw our forces without making sure we achieve President Trump's twin objectives. Any reduction in our forces will be based on actual conditions, not commitments, but actual conditions on the ground."
But President Trump's political opponents have accused him of botching negotiations. Senator Chuck Schumer says Afghan President Ashraf Ghani had been effectively excluded.
"And he's never met with the Taliban. For the U.S. to meet with the Taliban and not have the leader of Afghanistan to meet with the Taliban is something that's doomed to failure. And yet, where are the big boys at home? Where are the Pompeos saying you got to do this before you can go forward? But we know what happens. Trump wants to do something, no one tells him not to, and inevitably, like in North Korea, like in Europe, it gets messed up."
Fellow Democrat Senator Bob Menendez has criticized the timing of President Trump's invitation to Taliban leaders, given the organization's links to Al-Qaeda. That group's former leader, Osama bin Laden, was behind the most deadly terrorist attack on US soil, an attack to be commemorated this week.
"I don't know how you bring those who gave refuge to the perpetrator of September 11th as we approach the 18th anniversary to Camp David. So I think it was ill-conceived in the first place. It's another example of the Trump administration's foreign policy, which is a high-wire act that ultimately is focused on Trump as a persona, but not on the strategic, methodical effort of creating peace, whether there or any other place in the world."
The Afghan government agrees it has been sidelined from the talks and wants any further negotiations to involve itself, the Taliban leadership, and a ceasefire. According to Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui, the government has long been committed to achieving peace.
"We want to end this meaningless, senseless war, and we want to be the executor. It should be the Afghan government and the Afghan people. There was an opportunity for the Taliban to embrace a political life. They failed to do so, and they continued violence while they were talking to the U.S. envoy in Qatar. And we didn't see any commitment by the Taliban for any peace process, except talking and then, continuing to kill Afghans and our partners."
The Taliban has warned President Trump's decision to cancel talks will cost more American lives. In a statement, a spokesman said US forces had continued to pound Afghanistan while its leaders talked of a negotiated peace. This will lead to more losses to the US, he said. Its credibility will be affected, its anti-peace stance will be exposed to the world, and losses to lives and assets will increase. Gareth Borum, SBS News.